People forget one thing. Celebrities are people too. And I've always had kind of a thing for Goldie. I remember those days in Laugh In. There she was, that scared kid. That impish smile. But behind that cute demeanor, behind that lovely countenance, was a woman, an actress, and a soon-to-be mother. Yes, because of the goofy role she found herself always cast in. People forgot one thing. Hey, there was a human being with substance. And so now, as she tippy-toes through life with a little more dignity and a little more maturity, she's also a little more lonely. Yes, Goldie, I read about the divorce. My heart broke for you. The children, trying to be a mother, and you're trying to be an actress, trying to be a woman, but yet men are such cads, such worthless cads. I know what you've been through. So we talked on the phone and we arranged to meet, and when we were introduced, we just stood there, holding hands, staring at each other. It was kind of an enormous moment. Nothing was said. I took her to a discreet restaurant. They gave us a table way in the back. We sat across from each other, looking at each other, holding hands. We laughed, not as boss, jock, and actress, but as man and woman, as boy and girl. We giggled. She said, I feel like I've known you for such a long time. I said, there's the grin. Forgive me for being just a little bit of a fan. I said, but Goldie, there's that grin. She said, I knew that. I said, like, it's hop-a-da-hop-a-da-hop-a. She said, you're like, hop-a-da-hop-a-da. Yeah, we were just there. We were silly. We were silly. I said, Goldie, I was just going to let it go at lunch, but I brought you a surprise. She said, what? I said, oh, nothing really. You're probably used to dating. All these fancy guys bring you fancy, but it's something I kind of made myself when I was home. She said, you made it yourself? I said, yes. She said, let me see it. I said, no, it's not good enough. She said, come on. I said, well, okay, Goldie. Here it is. She screamed and jumped up, knocking over the table and ran out the door. Goldie! Goldie! I screamed. But she'd already hailed a cab and she was gone. Ingrateful wench. What was it? Well, I had taken a magic marker and written, I love you, Goldie, across the hydraulics. It probably would have been better if it was Tan Hut, yeah, but as it was, since I was at parade rest, it just said, goodbye, hi. A minute and a half before 8, the commander, yes,